its colors, recording live from a small shack in the newly formed Democratic Republic of Southern Canada.
With a live audience of vegetables, particularly onions and chives. Yes, there is a difference out there.
And, well, joining us is our special guest star, son, with the revolutionaries of the newly formed Republic of Southern Canada. Sorry, jeez. No, not revolutionaries. Faithful patriots of the newly formed Democratic Republic of Southern Canada.
That was Jihad Jerry, by the way. A very important guest on the show.
We kid you, Jihad Jerry. Yes, of course. Since they are a newly formed, though highly superior, form of governmental governing system, yes. They asked us to take over control of their Department of Culture.
Most amusing.
Indeed. So, as our first act as the Department of Culture, we wish to introduce the world to a new form of literature, the Instruction Manual.
The Instruction Manual. Today's selection is Pressure Gradient Condenser Microphone.
Now, obviously, this is a more modern classic, so if you're more accustomed and you want to start with a more traditional view of this style of writing, you may want to start with instruction manuals that have been found in toasters produced mainly in Indonesia and China and shipped to America in the years 1942 or 1943.
Yes, yes, I find the vintage types more, how do I say it?
There's a particular poetic style.
Yes, yeah. I think we've lost that in modern era.
Yes, I know. I'm sure you guys have all listened to this and you've read some of these toaster manuals. By the way, it also comes with a free toaster, though there is an amazingly high lead content. Don't eat too much toast from it.
Okay. Let's begin. Thank you for purchasing the MXL770 condenser microphone. With proper care, this mic will provide many years of satisfaction. For best results, please take a few moments to review this literature.
So here, we obviously have the author's preface, and this sort of...
It's like an overture to a symphony,
exactly.
I have to say. Yeah.
And it sort of embeds the future generations of the line, this mic will provide many years of satisfaction.
Yes, yeah, I thought that was interesting. But the misunderstanding of human literature...
Yes, by advanced alien civilizations.
Yes, yes, has led these aliens to announce their presence in instruction manuals. I'm not saying it's aliens. I'm just saying aliens.
Yeah,
aliens,
yeah,
exactly.
So, I mean, of course, all of our listeners here should be very familiar with the Mad Dog's Theorem of Multiplicity.
Yes,
good old Mad Dog. As especially simplified in American media. America. Yes, in simplified American, this means trucker sees an alien. Mad Dog. Remember that time we helped him hide the bomb?
Yeah, I don't think we should say that. Go on. The next part. This microphone has a 20mm gold sputter diaphragm and a fixed cardioid?
Is that how you see, the author uses the poetic insertion of this word that I have no clue what it means, but
it's obviously very
deep.
Pickup pattern. Condenser microphones are very sensitive, readily revealing very subtle sonic details. They also tend to pick up sounds outside the pattern more than some designs, which can lead to powerful feedback if you are not careful. We strongly advise experimentation with placement and isolation requirements with the gain initially set to low to avoid equipment and ear damage. It is strongly advised to use a mesh pop filter to avoid moisture from damaging the capsule.
So I think we can conclude some very important details about this alien civilization from this short passage.
Yes, yes.
Such as the use of gold sputtered diaphragm.
I don't think they knew what diaphragm was, so they didn't understand human anatomy. Which means dissection by aliens is still a major threat to humanity.
Still a major threat. I mean,
you need to watch out there.
Speaking for us, we already have insurance covering this. Yes, insurance so generously provided by the amazing newly formed state of the Democratic Republic of Southern Canada.
Yes. This reference to microphones mean is probably meaning that they're tried to communicate. I thought that was interesting. What did you think of that? Did you pick up on that?
I believe it's a sort of deeper inning longing for them to associate with another species close to their own intellectual level, reaching out across the stars. Though I do find the last line quite distressing, the avoid moisture from damaging the capsule.
Yeah, that was most disturbing to me as well. Is this a reference to a capsule of ambassadors that is come to contact with the Earth?
Contact maybe violent nuclear weapons. Chemical weapons maybe. maybe like a way to turn your brain into soup. Soup maybe. I feel soup and microphone might be.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of rhymes in alien languages if you've studied that.
I know. Yes, of course. And if you haven't, I highly advise taking a basic course in alien languages. It comes in very handy, actually.
Jihad Jerry has just said that we need to end this podcast pretty soon.
Yes, the Democratic People, the Republic of Southern Canada, does not condone the existence of other species. So I guess we'll just have to summarize the rest of this manuscript to you in a basic, more subtle form.
Mm-hmm, indeed. Basically, all you need to know is aliens are Lakers fans. They're going to blow up the Earth next week.
And that's in Earth week, so, just prepare accordingly. Subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
Don't mess with the Democratic Republic of Southern Canada. Jihad Jerry readily approves this message.
It's pretty obvious the benefits of reading your instruction manuals. You gain knowledge of the upcoming apocalypse and other interesting facts, such as kangaroos are the root cause of all evil in the universe.
In the universe,
yes.
I mean, I didn't know if you knew this before, but I'm just saying, kangaroo kind of starts with letter K.
Oh yeah.
K is
in
Skittles.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Skittles. Hitler might have eaten Skittles. Skittles are therefore evil.
Yeah, that's true.
Hitler is bad. Don't eat Skittles because they were made by kangaroos.
On that cheery note, we leave you to enjoy the last week on Earth. Our next, final episode will be next week. So enjoy us. So join us to celebrate the end of the world in a fashion that you are not accustomed to.
Yes, the Backwards Colors is brought to you in part by the International Facial Tissue Corporation.
I need one.
And its associate, the Great Sneeze Prevention Fund. You should check them out. Great people.
Great people.
I think Jihad Joe.
Jerry,
you can vouch for that, right? Yes.
No,
Jihad
Jerry.
Death to the infidels.
Amen. Oh, sorry. Yep. So long, and get your sandbags around your bunker before
the rapture.